the eradication of the State Institutional Grievance Process Act of 2020. The primary purpose of this act is to eradicate and replace the State Department of Corrections grievance process with a floating 17-member grievance commission installed to investigate, review, and accord various levels of relief, redress, and punitive damages allocated in response to deprivation of well-established state and federal constitutional entitlements and immunities. The existence of the current grievance system is poison beyond repair. It has become the moving force behind all unredressed meritorious complaints presented by the prison population on a department-wide basis. Once any prisoner engages in the so-called constitutionally protected First and 14th Amendment political activity of filing a valid meritorious grievance, all prisoners are immediately rendered susceptible to massive episodes of unreasoned retaliation, adverse measures, harassment, greater deprivations, excessive hardships, fines, penalties, arrests, and boycotts, and expulsions beyond the basic incidents of prison life. The department's state employees and agents have collectively decided in bad faith, with facially malicious intent, to arbitrarily and capriciously reject, dismiss, and pervasively pervert the entire grievance process at all three levels of to insulate corrupt staff from being held accountable for lawless abuses of authority and criminal misconduct resulting in intentional constitutional deprivations of well-established entitlements and immunities operating under color state law. Once a grievance is filed, the department, instead of fully investigating and redressing the issue, its agents, grievance coordinators, PCs, RUMs, ADWs, deputy wardens, wardens and higher-ups in Lansing have collectively endorsed the corrupt custom of liquidating the entire process of its integrity to protect those responsible at all three levels of the grievance process, with very few exceptions. Corrupt staff have proceeded to confiscate, suppress, hinder, frustrate, obstruct, pervert, and undermine the entire process without according actual relief, redress, punitive damages, or fixing fixable issues, while collectively exacerbating worsened events without advancing a valid, rational, penological purpose viewed in the aggregate. It goes without saying that no prisoner or special class of prisoners should be forced to reside in prison, being stalked, harassed, and preyed upon by facially predatory, uncontrolled, corrupt state employees instead of focusing on individual rehabilitation, growth, development, and personal aspirations to become productive members of society. Being habitually retaliated against, falsely charged, arrested, convicted, sanctioned, and persecuted all across the state without end tends to make the rough and tumble challenges of self-inventory and nourishment virtually impossible. Incarceration without adequate rehabilitation should be considered a crime against humanity, but it's not in our state, and it's not even illegal to incarcerate the prisoner for nearly 10 to 50 years and trample one's humanity while denying all forms of mental, psychological, and emotional development, services, opportunities, and healthy relationships on a statewide basis. This Islamic Ali. I can be reached via JPay. It's free to set up an account. That's part one of that that piece of legislation. I have part two on the next time around. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.